Good afternoon, everyone, and welcome back to the OU's Daily International Tehillim and Chizuk phone call. This is Rabbi Avi Heller from the Orthodox Union. I'm filling in for Naftali today. He'll be back tomorrow. Thank you so much for joining us at today's program and making it a part of your day. For today, Thursday, the 29th day of the month of Shvat. Starting tonight will be Rosh Chodesh Adar, and Rosh Chodesh will be Friday and Shabbos. Friday is the last day of Shvat, and Shabbos is the first day of Adar, Mishenechnas Adar, Marbim B'Simcha. In addition, tonight also begins the yahrzeit of my dear grandmother, Sarabat Yechezkel. Thank you to our, may her memory be for a blessing. Thank you to our incredible and generous sponsors for their continued support and whose names are prominently listed in the daily OU email. To sponsor future programs, which we hope you will do, please visit www.ou.org/call. That's C-A-L-L. Please note that the deadline to submit a sponsorship for today, for tomorrow's program, as it is every day, is today at 5 p.m. Eastern Time. On behalf of the OU, today it's my esteemed honor to welcome back to the daily call Rabbi Phil Moskowitz of the Boca Raton Synagogue, BRS, in Boca Raton, Florida, to share a Divrei Chizuk with us, which will immediately be followed by Rabbi Moskowitz slowly reciting our daily three chapters of Tehillim, Perek 23, that's Chaf Gimel, Perek 121, that's Kuf Chaf Aleph, and Perek 130, that's Kuf Lamed, followed by Mishaberach V'Cholim, that's a prayer for those who are ill, and Achenu, a prayer for unity of the Jewish people. We'll conclude the call with a brief conversation, just a minute or two, with Rabbi Moskowitz to learn a little bit more about the wonderful community down in South Florida in Boca Raton. Rabbi Moskowitz, I'm going to unmute you and let you take it away. Thanks for being here.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much, Rabbi Heller, Naftali Herman, and the entire OU staff for once again affording me the opportunity to share some inspirational thoughts with you here today. I want to share an incredibly inspiring story that Yehuda Avner records in his book, The Prime Ministers. And I want to connect that story with how you and I can make our davening more meaningful. The date was March 25th, 1979, the day before the ceremonial signing of the peace treaty between Israel and Egypt. Menachem Begin was scheduled to speak, and his intention was to draft his remarks during a long and tedious flight from Tel Aviv to Washington. Now, for a variety of reasons, that never happened. And so Begin wrote the speech overnight in Washington. And the first thing in the morning, he handed that speech to Yehuda Avner, and he asked him to edit it and to do what Begin called Shakespeareize the speech. Avner spent the next few hours polishing the remarks and carried them into the prime minister's suite, whereas he records that Begin was having breakfast with Moshe Dayan and Azar Weitzman. Avner placed the remarks by the window, and he took Begin's original handwritten draft of the speech, put it into his jacket pocket as he headed back to his room to prepare for the events of that day. Yehuda Avner then traveled with the Israeli delegation to Blair House, where they were going to wait until the actual signing. At the same time, Begin and Sadat were to have lunch together an hour later with the Carters at the White House, after which the three of them would step onto the North Lawn for the signing ceremony, a sight that so many of us are familiar with from pictures. As he was sitting there eating some of his salad at the Blair House, a member of the Prime Minister's security detail interrupted Yehuda Avner and told him that Menachem Begin needed to speak with him urgently. He handed Avner a secure phone with the Prime Minister on the line. Begin wanted to know where the original handwritten speech was. When Yehuda Avner told him that it was in his pocket, Begin said that he needed that copy immediately, that he would be leaving for the White House in exactly 20 minutes, and that Yehuda Avner had to return to the hotel immediately with that original handwritten copy of the speech. In a story that has many twists and turns, I encourage everyone to review it in the book Prime Minister. It's a fantastic story. Avner made it back to the hotel just as the Prime Minister was exiting the elevator on his way out to go to the White House. When Begin saw Avner, he began to scream, "Baruch Hashem, thank God you caught me." Now, all of this was very perplexing to Yehuda Avner. After all, he had rewritten that draft of the speech. And so he asked Begin why he so desperately needed the handwritten copy. Wasn't the final polished version that he had left with the prime minister good enough? Listen to what Prime Minister Begin responded to Yehuda Avner, and I'm quoting now from the book. He said, "Oh no, that draft was fine. It's just that as I was going over the typed text, I suddenly had the feeling that today, of all days, I wanted to read my own speech exactly as I wrote it in my own hand. I wrote it from the heart, and I want to make sure that I read it from the heart." My friends, if there's one line that to me captures the essence of what meaningful davening should be, it's that last line that Begin said to Avner, that I wrote it from the heart, and I want to read it from the heart. You see, Begin understood that his speech that day mattered, that he had an audience with the president, and that the world would be watching. And so he wanted to make sure he spoke not just from written words, not just from text on a page, but that he spoke from the heart. And that, to me, is one of the great challenges of davening, that we can never allow our davening to become mechanical and robotic. We can never allow our davening to be done by rote. But rather, we always have to ensure that our davening comes from the heart. The Talmud in Masechet Tractate Sanhedrin records a statement by Rava. He says that in the years of Rav Yehuda, all they did was study the tractate of Nezikin, which was easy to do. But we, our Beit Midrash, our study halls, we were even experts in the tractate of Uktin, which is one of the most difficult tractates in the entire Torah, in the entire Talmud. And yet, Rava says that despite the fact that they knew so much more Torah than Rav Yehuda, when it came time for a drought, v'Rav Yehuda shalif misane v'asa matra, that all Rav Yehuda needed to do was remove one of his shoes in prayer to God, and rain would immediately begin to fall. V'anan, says Rava, whereas we, tzochin v'leka demishkachas ban, we cry out over and over and over again, we're davening, and yet no one seems to notice. What, says Rava, is the difference between our schools, where we knew an enormous amount of Torah, and Rav Yehuda, who knew less than we did, and yet Rav Yehuda's answers, his tfilos, his davening was answered so much quicker than ours, concludes the Gemara. Ela HaKadosh Baruch Hu Liba Bai. Rather, God seeks the heart, that the barometer of greatness is devotion of the heart, not so much the amount of Torah that one knows. You see, some of us are davening because we need good health. Some of us are davening because our children need shidduchim. Some of us are davening because the loneliness of COVID is just too much to bear. And some of us are davening because we are struggling financially. But it's important to remember that every time we daven, we enter into a conversation with the Almighty. It's important to always remember that the words we say matter, and that Hashem is always listening. And that while we might have a sitter to provide us with the text of the words, ultimately, those words need to come from our heart. Like Rava in the Talmud, we are an exceedingly educated generation. We have more yeshivos and seminaries than ever in history. We have more access to religious texts in English than ever before. And yet it's important to remember that while our knowledge and education are a great blessing, ultimately, as Rava concludes in the Talmud, Rachmana Liba Bai, Hashem wants our heart, that our relationship with Him needs to be sincere and deep and genuine. And so the crisis of our times demand that we double down on our efforts to beseech the Almighty for a Yeshua, for a redemption, and that if we want our prayers to be answered, it starts by making sure that they come from the heart. I'm now going to recite chapter 23 of Tehillim, Psalm Chaf Gimel. Mizmor le David, Adonai roi lo echsar, binos desha yar bitzeni, almei menuchos yinahaleini, nafshi yeshovev yancheni bemagle tzedek, leman shemo, gam kieleich, begeitz almaves, Lo irara ki ata imadi, shivtecha umishantecha, hema yenachamuni. Ta'aroch lefanai shulchan neged sorerai. Dishanta vashemen roshi kosi revaya. Achtov vachesed yirdefuni kol yimei chayai. Vishafti beveis Adonai liorech yamim. We continue with Psalm 121, Tehillim Kuf Chaf Aleph. Shir lemalos. Esayin ayel harim, me'ayin yavo Ezri. Ezri me'im Adonai, osei shamayim va'aretz. Al yitein lamot raglecha, al yanum shomrecha. Hinei lo yanum v'lo yishan, shomer Yisrael. Adonai shomrecha. Adonai tzilcha al yad yiminecha, yomam ha-shemesh lo yakeka, v'yareach balayla, Adonai yishmorcha mikora yishmor es nafshecha, Adonai yishmor tizcha voecha, me'ata v'yad olam. Lastly, we conclude with Tehillim Kuf Lamed, chapter 130 of Tehillim. Shir HaMaalos. Mimamakim krasicha Adonai, Adonai shima vikoli, tihiena oznecha kashuvos, lekol tachanunai, im avonos tishmorya, Adonai miyamod, kim chasicha, leman tivarei, kivisi Adonai kivsa nashi, vilidvaro hochalti, Nafshi l'Adonai mishomrim laboker, shomrim laboker. Yachel Yisrael el Adonai, ki im Adonai achesed v'arbeimo fidus, v'hu yifdes Yisrael mikol avonosav. Mishaberach avoseinu Avram Yitzchak v'Yaakov, Moshe v'Aaron Davud u'Shlomo yivarech v'yirapei esacholim v'esacholos. Bavur Shakola Kalazem Ispalim Bavuram Bisharzeh Kadosh Baruch Hu Yimalei Rachamim Aleihem Lachlimam Ulraposam Ulachzikam Ulachiosam Vishlach Lehem Meira Rufua Shlema Min Shamayim Lechol Avereim Lechol Gideim Besok Shar Chole Yisrael Rufua Sanefesh Rufua Saguf Hashta Bagalav Izman Kariv Vinomar Amen. Pause for just a moment so everyone can reflect upon what they uniquely and personally are davening for. Achenu Kobeis Yisrael, Hanasuni Bitsaro Vashivya, Haumdim Bein Bayamu Ubein Bayabasha. Hamakom Yirachem Aleihem V'yotziem Mitzara Lirvacha U'meyafel Le'ora Mishibu Lugula Hashta Ba'agalav Izman Kariv V'nomar Amen.
Amen. Thank you so much, Rabbi Moskowitz, for leading us in Divrei Chizuk and Tehillim today. Please stay tuned, everyone, for in a few moments for information regarding tomorrow's speaker. As we transition into the last part of our call, Rabbi Moskowitz, how are you and your family doing and community?
Obviously, the last year has been challenging. It's crazy to say that we're coming up to a year of COVID and quarantine. And while there have been enormous challenges along the way, there have also been some really beautiful moments, opportunities to spend some more time with my children, opportunities to spend more time on Shabbos at home, seeing Zmiros at the Shabbos table, not having the kids run out, being able to be home for Shalosh Shudas. So, like everything in life, when life throws you lemons, you try to make lemonade, and I always try to focus on the positive and the things that we can learn from this experience and to incorporate it into my life going forward.
Sounds good. And speaking of going forward, what does it look like is going on in Boca over the next few months? Anything special planned for Purim and Pesach? Are you already planning for a post-COVID Boca reality?
So one thing I've learned over the last year, I'm sure many will appreciate this, is that man plans and God laughs. So I try not to plan too far ahead. Things obviously are changing so dramatically and so quickly. And please God, as more people become vaccinated and the numbers will go down, we'll have more opportunities to join together in person. So we don't have enormous plans to change anything in the immediate future. Obviously, Purim is going to be a major milestone. That'll really be the one-year anniversary of when things really became much more larger on a significant level. And it's really the last of the holidays that we haven't had COVID style yet. So obviously, it'll be somewhat different. It's a Friday, which automatically makes it a little bit different. In Pesach, you know, I'm still davening. We say Yeshua Hashem Karefayin, that Hashem provides salvation in the blink of an eye. So I'm hoping that by Pesach, that this COVID thing will be long behind us, that we'll be able to gather together in Shul completely as one unified community. And then going forward, obviously, we're going to continue a large part of our virtual online presence. BRS pivoted pretty much early on to an online virtual presence. We were able to transition so many of our classes and programs and learning opportunities online. And I don't see that ending anytime soon. And even as we reintroduce in-person learning opportunities, please God, we hope to continue affording people around the country the opportunity together to learn with us.
Yeah, amen. Can you hear us on? So should be. We should be able to gather together and also connect online. We should have both opportunities.
Amen.
Rabbi, I can tell you, on weeks like this, when here in the Northeast we're surrounded by literally walls of ice and snow, it makes me wonder why I ever left Boca Raton in the first place. I hope you guys are sending warm thoughts in our direction.
Absolutely. You're welcome to join us anytime.
Sounds good. Anytime except for Yeshiva Week, I'll be there.
Exactly.
So thank you again for being with us. Our thoughts are with you and with all of Klal Yisrael and the entire world for continued bracha, hatzlacha, growth, and good health. We hope and pray that all of our collective efforts for safety, strength, and refuah for all the unique will be answered, and may Hashem speedily bring us an end to these days and back to days of Yimei Ratzon. Please join us again tomorrow, Friday, on Rosh Chodesh at 1 p.m. Eastern. We'll hear words of inspiration from someone from my neck of the woods, from New Jersey, Rabbi Andrew Markowitz of Congregation Shomrei Torah in Fair Elam, New Jersey. Today we have Rabbi Moskowitz, tomorrow Rabbi Markowitz. With hearts full of faith, stay strong, hopeful, and optimistic, wishing everyone a wonderful, healthy, and safe day.